here. And, of course, the news broke yesterday that Connecticut didn't make the list, the finalist list for Amazon Headquarters 2. She's Chief Deputy Senate Republican Majority Leader Tony Boucher. Senator, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you both.
Is it a surprise to you that Connecticut didn't make the top 20, Senator?
Not at all. It was no surprise. The number one consideration they had was a stable, business-friendly climate.
And we're not big enough. That's obvious. I mean, I think that's the one of the big reasons, too, Senator, whether we're not big enough.
Well, you know, in the major cities that were chosen, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, and so forth, Connecticut used to have one of the largest cities in America, and that's Hartford. Unfortunately, it's been in decline, so it doesn't make the top cities. But I think that in addition to that, remember, there are some in this list that are Nashville, Tennessee. You know, they're not the New Yorks of the world, but Tennessee has an incredibly positive tax environment.
Senator, I think, this is just me, and I believe you're right as far as the business environment. I believe that some of our leaders are making excuses, and Brad, this is no reflection on you, when we say we're not big enough. And you look at the population density in this state, you look at Fairfield County, you're talking over 1 million people just in that area with access to New York City, with access to Boston, with access to New Jersey and Pennsylvania, the Northeast. So I don't buy the not big enough argument. I really don't think
we are big enough. I really don't.
I disagree with you on that.
Well,
I mean, that's all.
Okay,
you know.
We disagree. That's fine.
But anyhow, I mean, I think they're using it as an excuse, Senator, myself. But that's just me.
Well, I agree with you. I think that Connecticut is perfectly situated in the Northeast. In fact, really connecting. Connecticut connects the upper New England area to the New Yorks, the New Jerseys, the Philadelphias of the world, and does have access to major airports and has space to be able to accommodate. But I think that, you know, you have to look at the vitality of a state, its economic environment, and particularly its business-friendly and tax policy, because at the end of the day, they have to look at their margins.
Now, Senator, I sent out a tweet when it was revealed in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday about Amazon and Connecticut, and I said, I'll guarantee that one of the excuses is going to be our transportation infrastructure, and we need to improve it. That's why we didn't get Amazon. And sure enough, 3 hours later, the governor sent out a news release, and one of the reasons he stated that we didn't get Amazon was he blamed our transportation infrastructure. What do you say to that?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I agree with you that they were going to take advantage of that opportunity to continue to bully and to continue to press to increase taxes on Connecticut's overtaxed population. They'll use any reason for that, you know, whether Amazon was present or not. I talk to business people. I am a businesswoman. I'm in the business sector and have been for over 30 years. I will tell you the number one consideration, and by the way, remember, Connecticut was the location for some of the biggest corporations in America, Mobil Oil, UPS, Procter & Gamble. We had many outlets with IBM. We had GE, let's face it, right? Aetna, and so forth. So Connecticut has attracted the largest companies in America. And why? It was principally tax policy, its business environment, its great educational system, quality of life for its employees, and transportation was a consideration, but it has deteriorated, yes, in Connecticut. And who has been the cause for that deterioration? Who has robbed the transportation fund just to keep the lights on and put it into the general fund?
So, Senator, then, overall, this is the reason that you believe that we didn't get this. You think that we had a shot if all these other things were doable.
That's
what you're saying?
I am. I'm saying that. You know, because, again, I would compare and have compared, you know, places like Hartford and even Stanford to places like Indianapolis, places like Raleigh-Durham. You know, one of the areas that they mention here is Raleigh-Durham and the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Again, another state that is attracting businesses and people both because of its stable, positive tax environment. That's number one. You know, and the other considerations are the other costs. Yes, transportation. Yes, you know, education and cost of energy is another really important cost that a business has to bear. And, of course, the access to really talented workforce, a very skilled workforce. And there's no denying that Connecticut has some of the most talented and skilled people in America.
How long do you think, you know, when I get tired of just hearing negative stuff all the time, how long do you think it's going to take us to get back to where we should be? What are you saying?
And that's an excellent question. It has been said by many economists, some of them right here in our backyard. Larry Kudlow, who worked within the Reagan administration, has said, you know, it takes 4 years to fail an economy, and it takes 4 years to bring it back. And we have a historic opportunity this next November to elect more Republicans to office because the current Democratic leadership, the current administration, has failed Connecticut big time. And not just one election cycle, but for two, for nearly 8 years. It's time for change.
Senator, before we let you go, now the prospect of tolls, that debate, is it going to intensify in this short session of the legislature?
Of course it is. Of course it is. They've been trying to push tolls into Connecticut ever since I was on the Transportation Committee. I have fought it tooth and nail, not because I'm against tolls. I go through tolls. They're effective where they are, but Connecticut hasn't made a good case for it at all because they don't use the current funds they have wisely. They raid that fund all the time. So, you know, any increase or toll, you don't know if it's going to go to our roads and rails. We have a car property tax. Other states that have a toll don't have that. We have a tax on pensions and Social Security and on real estate and on gifts, and other states don't have that. In addition, our income tax is not deductible. Other states have a deductibility on theirs, making their effective rates lower. And most importantly, their gas tax is much lower than Connecticut's. Connecticut's sky high. And they would introduce tolls on top of all of these myriad of taxes. So we say on our side of the political aisle, you know, use the money you have better, bond more appropriately to things that the state should be doing and not other things that they should have no business being in. So then talk about it. And remember, just the other day, you saw that headline, right? Route 66 in another state, I think it's Maryland, is proposing a $30 toll.
That's right.
And New York is proposing huge increases in its tolls. Mm-hmm. Connecticut cannot afford one more penny of additional tax, and I believe this toll would be a tax.
Senator, well, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be. Senator, thanks very much, as always, for joining us. You enjoy the weekend.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
And, of course, the reason she talks this way is she wants to be governor.
Well, she's got an exploratory committee, yes.
Yeah.
Fans on Facebook want us to wave, Brad.